Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in Seattle tonight looking for a win to end the road trip while battling a Kraken squad who have clinched their first playoff spot. Not only will the Hawks come ready to work, but also ready to avenge an embarrassing loss to Seattle that took place back at the United Center in mid-January. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Joe Brandt. We're here at the Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington. This is a Kraken team heading to the playoffs, and maybe the Blackhawks can take advantage of, let's say, I don't know, some lackluster play, maybe? Along the left wing boards, Ellie Tolvanen, who was picked up on waivers for the Kraken this year. Got it ahead, now in over the Hawk line. This is Froden, drops it off, they score! So Ellie Tolvanen, off a nice handoff, shot the puck past Peter Mrazek, and the Kraken take a 1-0 lead with 4:48 left in period number one. Athanasiu got it back to Reichel in the slot. He fires, he hit the post. Puck ricochets out to the left point. Caleb Jones there to brother Seth, right point. Down the boards now. Here's Seth Jones in front, shoots, he scores! Great response by the Hawks. A quick handoff from beside the Hawk net. Athanasiu and Bork involved in the play, and Seth Jones hammers home his 11th goal of the season to tie the score at one.
My goodness, the precision passing we saw there. I thought this was going to turn into a no-look pass to Jones, who wastes no time on letting it rip whatsoever.
Going to pass up the left wing, Tyler Johnson at center ice, then to Taves over the Kraken line on a 3-on-2 break. Put it in front, Jason Dickinson shoots, oh, and a pad save, it's me, by the goaltender Jones. Great chance for the Hawks. Seth Jones to Reichel, bottom of the circle, back to Seth Jones, one-timer, he scores! A power play goal, and the Hawks are back to within a goal of the Kraken. They trail 3-2 with 9:20 left in period number two, and the Hawks will remain on the Sitco power play now.
Well, I was just going to say, shoot the puck, and Seth Jones does, loads up on a one-timer coming from Lucas Reichel. Jonathan Taves may have gotten a piece of this, John.
When you get them, you want to be solid on them. And if you don't score, you want to gain momentum for your team.
Lucas Reichel, looks like this is going to be his final game with the Hawks this season. Yeah. I think he's had a fantastic road trip. I think he's looked really good on the road lately. So I expect him to leave with a bang before heading back to the AHL.
Reichel left wing corner to Vlasic left point. 34 seconds on the 4-against-4 situation. Now to Dickinson, to Vlasic, he shoots, he scores! And this is tipped in front, I believe. Lucas Reichel was able to tip that one past Martin Jones with the sides 4-against-4. The Hawks get another one back. It's now 5-3 Seattle with 4:58 left in the second period. And Joe, plenty of time left in this game.
I have a lot of pressure now, so we got to make the playoffs for Rockford. But I think, you play for something there. And up here, like, of course, you want to, like, playing the NHL, but I can decide, so I just like focus on the next game and with Rockford.
Kara left wing boards to Tenorti left point, he'll fire one toward the front of the net, picked off by Kachuk, he fires, and down the save, rebound, scores! Jujhar Kara off the feed from Boris Kachuk, there was a scramble in front of the Kraken net, and Kara and Kachuk and Anderson were relentless in their pursuit of the puck. Finally, it's Kara getting the payoff. It's now 5-4 Seattle with 3:14 left in period number two. Don't go away, folks. This one's going to be a great finish.
After coach's challenge video review, the play is determined to be offside, therefore it's no goal.
Now Anderson into the Kraken zone off the give from Tenorti. Fires one from the top of the left circle over the net up off the glass. Tenorti chasing down the puck in the Hawk zone, was knocked down by Sprong, who's now wide open in front of the net, hands it off, and a shot they score. Morgan Geeky came down the left wing side and took that handoff from in front of the Hawk net from Sprong, and he fires it past Peter Mrazek. Kraken now leads 7-3, and Jared Tenorti slowly back on his feet and back to the Hawk bench.